This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
I'm in the market for a new car, and I was considering buying an electric one, but then I just couldn't live with myself and the environmental damage that would do. As environmental scientist Bjorn Longberg points out, that when an electric car rolls off the production line, it's already been responsible for something like 30,000 pounds of carbon dioxide emissions, which is more than double a traditional gas-powered car. I mean, the 30,000 pounds of carbon emissions, by the way, is the equivalent of driving over 120,000 kilometers. Now, if I bought a gas-powered one, it's only 56,000 kilometers equivalent. Now, I don't drive enough to make up for that difference, by the way, in the emissions footprint in the manufacturing process, even if I drove the car for 7 years. And that assumes the electricity used to recharge the batteries produced by hydroelectric power. But, you know, in a lot of places, that's not the case. As Natural Resource Canada makes clear, the source of electricity varies greatly in various regions. In Alberta, 87% of electrical power comes from coal and natural gas. Saskatchewan, coal and coke account for nearly half of electricity. Nova Scotia, 80% of electrical power is generated from coal, natural gas, and petroleum. I mean, the result is that in some locales, choosing an electric vehicle may actually result in higher overall emissions. I mean, the federal government's $300 million subsidy program for buyers of electric cars under $45,000 doesn't take those variations into account. I mean, in many parts of the country, buying an electric car may actually increase overall emissions, but they still get their $5,000 taxpayer subsidy. I mean, while it's good for photo ops and headlines, estimates put the cost of reducing emissions through electric car subsidies at something like $400 per ton. That's crazy expensive. But then again, not much of climate action policy is a result of a cost-benefit analysis. As the University of Calgary's respected economist Jack Mintz points out, BC, once seen as the model by economists, now has 40 action areas of additional climate rules and not one of them implemented with a cost-benefit analysis. It's just the costs and then winging it when it comes to benefits. Well, I personally don't make decisions that way, which is why I probably won't buy an electric car and pretend I'm reducing emissions. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.